Hello, everyone. Welcome to Thank You Source, a podcast on emotional wellness, spiritual growth, and self-empowerment. This is your host, Alice Spring, and in today's episode, I would like to talk about how to exist within transition, within change, when you feel like you're in the in-between. How do you navigate that, and how do you keep going? So let's get right into it. So this episode is actually inspired by another podcast that I was listening to called Expanded by To Be Magnetic. I owe a lot of my work to them, and I will most likely refer to them a lot throughout this podcast. But they're an amazing team, and they offer so much support, and I really do owe so much of my healing to that program and to their podcast. So they were talking about this similar issue, and Lacey Phillips, the founder of To Be Magnetic, was talking about where you manifest from, whether it's an egoic manifestation or whether it's an authentic source manifestation. And so what I'd like to talk about is when you manifest from your ego, because I do think that there is a distinction between manifesting from a lower part of your ego versus manifesting from a higher part of your ego. So let me explain. Right now, as I am pursuing this podcast, I am manifesting this through accessing my highest self and fulfilling my potential and my purpose and my true joy. And to be of service is really what I feel like I'm manifesting from. But there is a part within me that the ego has to keep pushing me. There is this sense of desire that, like, okay, we've gotten to this point where we've leveled up our self-worth enough for us to actually pursue this. We now have to maintain this energy. And so there is still a slight level of attachment towards keeping this vibration of a high self-worth, of sharing my message and being confident while doing it, because I can't let myself slip back, because it's not going to be fruitful to the process, you know? And so there is a level of ego that's still there that I believe is helping me. And there is a level of ego that is still there that's not helping me, that I'm doing everything I can to shift away from. And so that part of the ego that I don't believe is helping me is the self-critical thoughts, the self-doubt, the self-sabotaging behavior, if that does ever come up. So those are all the things that want to keep me small. They want to keep me safe, and they just don't want me to leave outside of my comfort zone. So I'm aware of when those thoughts come up, and I shift my awareness from that to being like, nope, that's no longer in alignment with where we're at. And it's taken so much time for me to, number one, be even aware of what those thoughts were. Like, I didn't know I was self-sabotaging. I was really unaware that I had those tendencies. And I knew I was self-critical, and I knew that I had self-doubt. I didn't know that I had imposter syndrome, so that was something that came into my field that educated me and helped me work through some of the things that I was dealing with. But now I've done enough work where I've accessed enough of my self-worth to know what is coming from a low sense of self and what is coming from a high sense of self. So that took so much time, honestly. I mean, honestly, like the better part of a decade. When I say time, like, I mean, like, girl, it took fucking time. And then the second part of it is actually gaining the courage to pursue this work and to go for my dreams. Like, that's a whole nother thing that also took that much time. I just wanted to make this distinction between how your ego can still be of service to your process. Like, it's helping me maintain this vibration. Like, I'm staying on top of my meditations, my affirmations, like everything that I need to ingrain this sense of self-worth into me so that I can continue doing this work I am doing. And that is coming from a partially egoic place, because I am attached to this new level, this new vibration that I can't lose, you know? So I do think that it is helping me in the long run. And I do think it's still helpful to remain detached to a certain degree. But if I wasn't attached, then I would just be like, I don't care, I guess, whatever. I just won't do the podcast, like, and it doesn't matter, whatever. You know, I would just like go and fully surrender and just live in a cave in the Himalayas like yogis do, you know, if I was in full surrender. There is a part of my ego, though, that's still there that knows I'm meant to do this work, and it knows that it's meant for me to fulfill my potential and to be of service and to spread the healing that I know will help others. Hopefully that can help you within your own manifestation journey, seeing how the ego might keep you limited, but also seeing how the ego might help you push through the uncomfortability and leave your comfort zone and really pursue the things that you know your soul is asking for you to do. Another thing TBM likes to talk about is jumping off the cliff. And they do everything that they can to help prepare you to jump off this cliff, like raising your self-worth. And let's say you are pursuing a career like I am, finding a bridge job and having an FEU fund. So it's like 6 to 12 months where you can have all of your bills covered so that you can pursue this with confidence and that you're not worried about your finances during that time. Jumping off the cliff, though, for me as a highly sensitive person, can be so overwhelming and so dysregulating to me that I need to, instead of just making this huge jump, it's like just expanding my comfort zone ever so slightly and then reaffirming to my nervous system that it's safe to be one step outside of my comfort zone. And then with each step, I'm expanding and expanding and expanding so much until I finally do have the courage and faith to make that final jump. And so by the time I get to that final jump, it's not going to feel like I'm free falling off of a cliff. It's going to feel like I've built the muscles, I've built the trust and awareness to be able to say to myself, okay, I've survived all of these little jumps in the past, like I have enough trust and confidence with myself that I can make this last final jump into doing what it is that I want to do, into doing my passion project. Hopefully that's another perspective that can help you as well when you're thinking about really going for something. Maybe going for it immediately is just too jarring to your nervous system, and then that's why you have to retreat, and that's why all this self-doubt comes in and all of this like shame and programming comes in, because your nervous system just isn't ready yet. And so we have to take baby steps to get there. And I think that that is more helpful to me than to just fully jumping off the cliff and having to be in full surrender, because that's just not, it's just too dysregulating for me. Like I can't handle it. And so reminding yourself to take baby steps along the way, and whenever you can, find a way to step out of your comfort zone just a little bit, and even make it a routine to step out of your comfort zone. When you start getting comfortable with being uncomfortable, that's when you'll really be able to expand past all of your limits. And soon enough, you'll find yourself at a completely different space in your life. And you're like, wow, like I used to be scared of this. And now I'm doing this like a pro. I'm doing this with ease and grace, like, and I didn't even realize that I've come this far until you really reflect and look back. And I think that it's really with those baby steps and those little leapfrogs rather than a full cliff dive into open water. A huge part of the process, I think, is a combination of effort and trust. And so what that means to me is like knowing and trusting that I'm meant to do something greater than just working a 9-to-5. I know that I'm meant to share a message. I know that I'm meant to heal through my voice. I did always know that I was meant to teach. And so there's that trust there. There's that knowing, that intuition, that pull from the universe and from my soul. But it's not going to come to me if I don't take the effort and show up. And it has taken so much internal work and so much reflection, dark nights of the soul, and many peaks as well, many high moments as well that have helped me come into this space of high self-worth for me to be able to actually pursue this, and regulating my nervous system enough to help me understand that it is safe to fully step into this role as a teacher and healer. But it is still taking a lot of energy, time, and my resources to be able to show up in a way that I can show the universe and myself that I'm serious about this, that like this is what I want and I'm not fucking around. Like I have to show it with my actions, and that's also my word of the year for 2024 is action. I get really caught up in analysis paralysis and procrastination and overwhelmed with perfectionism, and so taking action has been a notoriously difficult thing to do for me in my past. A lot of self-doubt creeps up, and so I just have to push myself to doing things, and this is definitely it. So this is a process, or this is the result of me taking action, being scared shitless, and doing it anyways, overcoming my overthinking and all of that. And so that takes a lot of effort. Like, it's scary, but so far, the universe has been showing me that my effort is being rewarded in the smallest of ways possible. It's just little pings that you'll get from the universe, little like twinkles, little winks that you'll get, that it's like, I see you, source. I know that that was a little confirmation for me, and I'm going to continue doing this. It'll just be even like me talking to someone and they're like, you should start a podcast. So it'll just be like, wow, okay, so that was definitely confirmation that you're doing the right thing, that you're on the right path, and that people want to listen to you, that you have something valuable to say. And that has been a difficult process for me to come to, is like overcoming that imposter syndrome. Like, who am I? Like, why should I step into a healer and teacher role? Like, who would even listen to me? And why is my voice important? And if that ever is a thought, I just remember that, like, I have such a bigger mission here. And I just then tune into my inner child, actually. Honestly, what I do is I'm like, okay, well, why are you scared? What is it that you need that I'm neglecting right now? Do you need food? Do you need water? Do you need a nice bath? Like, do you need to go outside and play a little bit? Like, what is it that you actually need? Because that fear might also be telling you that you're neglecting a certain part of yourself, that you're neglecting some of your needs. And so I like to tune into my inner child when I do have those self-doubt thoughts come up. But anytime I have in the recent past, I've gained the strength recently to be able to shift my perspective and being like, no, like, I'm aware that that thought is no longer serving me. What is the opposite of that thought? And that thought is actually where I'm meant to go. And when I am able to make that connection and make that switch, I instantly feel like an expansion within my heart. I instantly start to see within my posture that I'm standing taller, standing more broadly, and really taking up space, not being afraid to really show up and be seen. That's another fear that I've really had to overcome with this whole process. But through me sharing my story, I just hope to be an expander and an inspiration for anyone listening that it takes time, that it does take effort, unfortunately, but it is met with the universe. How you show up is how the universe will show up for you. It is a reflection. It is a mirror. Everything that you do does not go unseen by the universe, and you, like, your efforts will be rewarded. And even if it doesn't look like that now, it's just so important to have that trust, which is that second part of the effort and the trust, knowing that things will come back full circle, and knowing that your efforts aren't being wasted. And that is also patience and time. And it is a muscle that you have to build within yourself to be able to be strong enough to have that trust. But hopefully with community, hopefully with this podcast, hopefully with my message, you can see that it is possible, and that if it is happening to me, someone who's just a random average person, It can happen to you too, who's probably also just a random average person. But I do believe that miracles happen every day. I know that might be really cheesy, but I say that I manifest mini and massive miracles every single day. Like a mini miracle is, it can literally be just you waking up or just a little synchronicity, and I'll always notate it in my journal at the end of the day. Like, I had a mini miracle today. This and this happened. It was so amazing. Like, I'm so grateful. Thank you, Source. And just really recognizing everything that God is giving us in that day. And then there are massive miracles, like just the larger things that you're really calling in that happen, or maybe unexpected things that happen and you're like, holy shit, I'm totally blindsided. This was amazing. And I can't believe that just happened. And there's so much magic in our lives. It's really up to us to see the beauty in every day. And I know that if you're in like a dark place, it can be difficult to hear such a message, but life is cyclical. It does wax and wane, and we do always have peaks and valleys that we'll experience. And it's important to remember these messages, especially if you're in a dark place. Like, I don't hope that you're in a dark place, but I hope that this message does get to someone who is in a dark place, and that this message can be a glisten of a little sparkle in their darkness and reminding them that there is hope and that there is a silver lining somewhere. It's up to you to see it. And only you can choose to see the good in your life and choose to continue attracting those positive things and though that gratitude within yourself and within the people around you and your community and just everything in your life. So I hope that was helpful. Thank you for joining me in this episode. If you enjoyed it, please leave a review. I still feel super awkward being like, can you please leave a review for me? It really helps me out. Subscribe to the podcast, like, and I'll catch you next time, or don't, whatever you want to do. But either way, I love you so much. And with that, I say thank you, Source.